If only you had died your death in the full flush of the glory you had mastered, died on Trojan soil, then all united Achaea would have raised your tomb, and you'd have won your son great fame for years to come. Not so. You were fated to die a wretched death. And the ghost of Atreides Agamemnon answered, Son of Peleus, great godlike Achilles, happy man, you died on the fields of Troy, a world away from home, and the best of Trojan and Argive champions died around you, fighting for your corpse. And you, there you lay in the whirling dust, overpowered in all your power, and wiped from memory all your horsemen's skills. That whole day we fought. We'd never have stopped if Zeus had not stopped us with sudden gales. Then we bore you out of the fighting onto the ships. We laid you down on a litter, cleansed your handsome flesh with warm water and soothing oils, and round your body troops of Danaans wept hot tears and cut their locks. Hearing the news, your mother, Thetis, rose from the sea. Immortal sea nymphs in her wake, and a strange, unearthly cry came throbbing over the ocean. Terror gripped Achaea's armies. They would have leapt in panic, boarded the long hollow ships, if one man, deep in his age-old wisdom, had not checked them. Nestor. From the first, his counsel always seemed the best, and now, concerned for the ranks, he rose and shouted, Hold fast, Argives! Sons of Achaea, don't run now! This is Achilles' mother rising from the sea with all her immortal sea nymphs. She longs to join her son who died in battle. That stopped our panicked forces in their tracks, as the old man of the sea's daughters gathered round you, wailing, heartsick, dressed you in ambrosial, deathless robes. And the muses, nine in all, voice to voice in choirs, their vibrant music rising, raised your dirge. Not one soldier would you have seen, dried-eyed, the muses' song so pierced us to the heart. For 17 days unbroken, days and nights, we mourned you, immortal gods and mortal men. At the 18th dawn we gave you to the flame, and slaughtered around your body droves of fat sheep and shambling long-horned cattle, and you were burned in the garments of the gods, and laved with soothing oils and honey running sweet, and a long cortege of Argive heroes paraded in review, in battle armor round your blazing pyre, men in chariots, men on foot. A resounding roar went up. And once the god of fire had burned your corpse to ash, at first light we gathered your white bones, Achilles, cured them in strong, neat wine and seasoned oils. Your mother gave us a gold two-handled urn, a gift from Dionysus, she said, a masterwork of the famous smith, the god of fire. Your white bones rest in that, my brilliant Achilles, mixed with the bones of dead Patroclus, Menoetius's son. Apart from those of Antilochus, whom you treasured more than all other comrades once Patroclus died. Over your bones we reared a grand noble tomb, devoted veterans all, Achaea's combat forces, high on its jutting headland over the Hellespont's broad reach, a landmark glimpsed from far out at sea by men of our own day and men of days to come. And then your mother, begging the gods for priceless trophies, set them out in the ring for all our champions. You in your day have witnessed funeral games for many heroes, games to honor the death of kings, when young men cinch their belts, tense to win some prize. But if you'd laid eyes on these, it would have thrilled your heart. Magnificent trophies the goddess glistening-footed Thetis held out in your honor. You were dear to the gods, so even in death, your name will never die. Great glory is yours, Achilles, for all time in the eyes of all mankind.